Republican and Democratic leaders are still on the same page as far as the basic framework of what they want. The proposal they introduced would replace the Ethics and Elections Boards with a nonpartisan panel that would have the money it needs to carry out civil investigations. It could hand off criminal cases to district attorneys or the Attorney General. But when asked about the measure at a public hearing, Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson questioned a so-called non-severability clause GOP leaders want that would scrap the entire plan if any piece of it is found unconstitutional.
The severability issue is still in the bill, and I think that this Senate committee ought to look at that and revise it.
That might not sound like much, but it's a big deal to Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch. Hipsch thinks that letting a court pick away at just one part of the proposal would tip a delicate balance and give one political party an advantage over the other in future election or ethics law disputes. Government watchdog groups are also sounding less enthusiastic about the plan than they were just a couple weeks ago. Wisconsin Common Causes Jay Heck said the proposal makes it harder for the Attorney General to help prosecute a case and denies the board the right to tackle criminal probes on its own.
The practical ability of this entity to be able to do what needs to be done and to prevent another caucus scandal, I'm not sure, is really enhanced by this legislation.
Assembly and Senate panels are expected to vote on the plan this week, although that's not to say they'll both approve the same package. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.